Stay Gold was one of the meanest racehorses to ever walk the earth. He possessed incredible physical gifts and ultra durability, but also a lot of quirks. He had an incredible sense of self-importance. If you didn't do things his way, you went on the highway, responding with great disdain, rearing up, biting, kicking. He was so vicious, his trainer was quoted as saying, he probably would have eaten meat. It wasn't just being temperamental. He was greatly intelligent. A curse that made him hard to handle and impossible for him to focus on winning, such as when he veered to the left. A common bad habit of his, one time getting himself disqualified when he caused Narita Top Row to fall. His other curses were facing the greatest horses in Japan year after year, and being a super late bloomer. For 987 days, he couldn't win a race, but finished second in four Japanese Grade 1s to champions like Special Week, Silent Suzuka, El Condor Pasa, and Team Opera O, just to name a few, giving Stay Gold the ironic nickname of the Silver Collector. Out of 50 races, he won just 7, but was second 12 times and third in 8. Two-fifths of the races he was in, he was either second or third. But he was always racing in Japan's biggest races, with 19 combined Japanese Grade 1 participations, but not a single win, developing a cult fan base. But he cemented his legacy by representing Japan overseas at the ripe age of 7, in the Dubai Shima Classic and the Hong Kong Vaz. There, he chased down champion horses in solid blue Godolphin silks, for once in his life, focusing solely on winning, and when he did, no one could stop him. Finally proving himself a champion, as many believed he was, and going on to be an incredible sire, producing many uber-talented, but quirky horses,